Chapter 20. Dana was waiting on the concourse when Seagram departed his plane. "What gives?" he eyed her questioningly. "You haven't met me at the airport in ages." "An overwhelming impulse of affection," she smiled. He claimed his luggage, and they walked to the parking lot. She held his arm tightly. The afternoon seemed a faraway dream now. She had to keep reminding herself that another man had found her alluring and had actually kissed her. She took the wheel and drove onto the highway. The last of the rush hour traffic had faded away, and she made good time through the Virginia countryside. "Do you know Dirk Pitt?" he asked, breaking the silence. "Yes, he's Admiral Sandecker's Special Projects Director. Why?" "I'm going to burn the bastard's ass," he said. She glanced at him in astonishment. "What's your connection with him?" "He screwed up an important part of the project." Her hands tightened on the wheel. "You'll find him a tough ass to burn," she said.
"Why do you say that?"
"He's considered a legend around Numa. His list of achievements since he joined the agency is second only to his outstanding war record."
"So?"
"So, he's Admiral Sandecker's fair-haired boy."
"You forget, I carry more weight with the President than Admiral Sandecker."
"More weight than Senator George Pitt of California?" she said flatly.
He turned and looked at her. "They're related."
"Father and son."
He slouched in a morose silence for the next several miles. Dana put her right hand on his knee. When she stopped at a red light, she leaned over and kissed him. "What was that for?"
"That's a bribe."
"How much is it going to cost me?" he grumbled.
"I have this great idea," she announced. "Why don't we take in that new Brando film, and afterward we can have a scrumptious lobster dinner at the old Potomac Inn, then go home, turn out the lights, and..."
"Take me to the office," he said. "I have work to do."
"Please, Jean, don't push yourself," she pleaded. "There's time for your work tomorrow."
"No, now," he said.
The chasm between them was uncrossable, and from now on, things would never be the same again.